It's a great joy of my priesthood, and frankly of my life, to serve as chaplain at Lourdes Academy, our Catholic school here in the city of Oshkosh. And this past Thursday, I was at Lourdes to celebrate morning mass, and then, as I tend to do, I kind of wandered into a seventh grade theology or religion classroom, Mr. Ellis's seventh grade theology class. And I was just, talking to kids and kind of goofing around like I like to do. And Mr. Ellis was beginning to take attendance and kind of getting the day started. And then one of the kids called out in the class. They said, Father Ben, we have a question for you. I have a question. And they asked, Father Ben, how did your homily today relate to the gospel? How did your homily relate to the gospel? And I got to be honest, when I heard the question, I was a little startled, because on Thursday, I didn't preach that much about the gospel itself. We had just gotten some new sort of liturgical furnishings, liturgical sort of decorations in our sanctuary space, and so I preached about the significance of those things. And so I explained to the kids about how there's maybe a little bit of a difference between like a homily and a sermon. A homily kind of speaks directly about the readings, and the sermon speaks maybe more generally, broadly, about liturgical happenings or the particular season that we're in or other symbols within the liturgy. So I explained this to them, and I think they were pretty happy with that. And then they asked, but Father Ben, how does it relate to our lives? How does the gospel relate to our lives? And I gave some explanation of how the gospel related to their lives. It very much did. And so they were happy with that. And then I realized, like, why are they asking me these questions? Where is this coming from? And I realized that the seventh grade class had received as an assignment to write down on a worksheet how the homily related to the gospel and how the gospel related to their lives. And so now I was like, oh, now I get it. And shortly after I finished answering their questions, one of the kids, he said with kind of relief, I think we're all going to get A's this week. And so what a beautiful thing to have that encounter. This is one of the many reasons why I love to be at the school, to have these kind of interactions with kids. We're kicking off Catholic Schools Week here today. Catholic Schools Week starts today and goes all the way through up until next weekend. And so I thought it might be good to reflect on maybe what is the ideal of Catholic education? What is Catholic education ultimately about, our Catholic schools? What should they be sort of geared towards, or what's the direction that they should be headed in? And in answering that question, we can really receive, I think, a good answer for how we would hope that all of our lives how all of our lives are directed. And if we look to our gospel today, we can receive some answers. The first chunk of the gospel comes from the very beginning of Luke's gospel, the first few verses. And there we hear Luke's introduction to his gospel. And in the midst of that, we hear about who he's writing to. The gospel is actually addressed to somebody named Theophilus. Theophilus. That word, that name, literally means friend of God or lover of God. And so while certainly we believe that the gospel was written perhaps and sent to this one person, we can also read that in recognizing that the gospel is for all who love God, all who are friends of God. And so I would say this is the first intent of Catholic education, is to help make friends of God, to help train kids in a relationship with the one who created them and the one who has saved them. Later on in the gospel, the sort of second half, we jump all the way forward into the fourth chapter of Luke's gospel. Jesus enters into the temple, grabs the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and finds the passage where it's written that he has come to proclaim liberty to captives, sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free. These lines also give us some insight into what Catholic education is all about, and really what Jesus' life is all about. Jesus came to set captives free. He came to proclaim liberty to those who are oppressed. He came to free us. He came to offer us true freedom. And not just freedom from something, but freedom for something. This is freedom in the Christian sense. Freedom in order to love. Freedom in order to do good. And so Catholic education is all about these things. And this is what I try to bring to Lourdes as much as I can. To help kids come to know Christ. That they can then be freed to be really that part of the body that we heard about in the second reading. The ear or the eye or the foot. That they can be free to just be that part. And to know that they don't have to be any other part. But the part that they play is important. Often, I think Catholic education has been portrayed as very strict, very rigorous, very much focused on the rules. Nuns with rulers, right? Some of you maybe remember those days. And don't get me wrong, there is certainly a place for rules and discipline. We need this in schools, and frankly, kids need this in order if they're going to develop properly. But I think, first and foremost, we need to focus also on the relationship to the teachers. And that's why, what a great gift that those kids in that seventh grade class felt free enough in their relationship, their friendship with me, to ask me point blank the answers to an assignment that they had received. I thought that was pretty great. We hope that the same thing can happen with God, that these kids would come to know the Lord, that they would be friends of God, and then have the freedom to be who they're meant to be, but to make mistakes, to mess up, to goof off, you know? But then to know that they have this relationship. A great theologian in the church, Luigi Giussani, talked about the relationship with God being like face-to-face. You think about it. The better of a relationship you're in with a person, the more easily you can hold their gaze, the more easily you can look them in the eye. And also the better that relationship is, the more easily they or you might be able to, you know, point something out, like the poppy seed that's been in their tooth for 4 hours. Like you can tell them that because you know them, you have that relationship with them. Or you can tell them, hey, you know, your hair is a little messed up. Let's comb that. Right? Likewise with God, if we come to know that relationship, have that depth of friendship, we'll have an easier time following his commands, following the law that he has given to us. So again, this is the ideal of Catholic education, but ultimately it's the ideal of the Christian life. It's the ideal for all of us. That we would, in our relationship with the Lord, be free to be ourselves, free for a deep relationship with God, and therefore free to love all the people that we encounter, to draw them into that same freedom that we enjoy. And so today, at this Mass, as we do every Sunday, we get the opportunity to receive our Lord Jesus, to truly become as close as possible with our friend. Let's pray for that grace, for deeper friendship and greater freedom in receiving our Lord Jesus truly present in the Eucharist.